Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program, conversation about things that matter. What's in the news? What does it mean to you? What do you think it means? Share your thoughts with us on our social media. Jay, that's your cue.
It is Facebook and Instagram. I like the background music, Doug. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air.
Da, 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 da. Is that what you were waiting for? Da, da,
da, da, da. No, I thought I heard you singing, like, doing the do-do-do while I was doing the yeah. Handles.
That's sweet stuff.
Made it so much more special.
So one of the things that I like about the reputation this program has, when we talk about issues, there are some things that have impact on you and some things that don't. There are things you want to know, things maybe you ought to know, but then there are those things that help you, the items of interest and import that actually help you. I often wonder why people get so emotional about things they can't do anything about. You know, the business about what political leaders are saying or doing. Most of the time, it's meaningless. It's all posturing. It's entertaining for some, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Whereas here we are, hero and heroine of the day. That's like the she and the he, a male hero, a female heroine, right? Although that's one of those English words. Oh, heroin? Isn't that something you stick in your arm?
No, yeah.
Heroin is a female hero. At least it was in the era that I grew up in which I grew up. Also, one of the things that I learned at an early age is to eat your veggies, as we were talking about before, the business about what vegetables do for you, the things, fruits and vegetables, the fiber, all that sort of thing. You were talking about how you and I guess we got off on this, all of us thinking about what it was that we ate. What do you remember eating first? What was the first thing you remember putting in your mouth? And then do you remember how your food attitudes were formed? Were they formed by you? Were your family members influential? Were your friends when you went to school? I did one of our local television programs yesterday with the superintendent of schools, and we had some youngsters there. We were talking about the food that gets served in the cafeteria. I remember on Fridays eating fish sticks and coleslaw and corn, maybe, something like that. And I thought it was okay because I used to eat everything. And I don't now eat everything, but I would never not eat what was put in front of me. I was sort of taught that by hook or by crook. If somebody has taken the trouble and spent the time and the money and the effort to provide you with food, then you ought to eat it. And so that's what I did. And I've always kind of done that. And so I think a lot of
people were raised to do that too.
Yeah, right, exactly. So now we have the era of mommy, I don't want to. And so mommy says, oh, okay, Johnny, that's all right if you don't eat your vegetables. Here's some ice cream. And now go away in the corner and shut up. And so.
Be seen and not heard.
Yeah, right,
split
exactly.
The table.
So we go back to farming and farmers, and I know that that's a thread I get into this all the time because I come from that background. And so the farming that we do here, certainly because we mostly are European, most of what we eat comes from the European traditions. The Scandinavians were fishermen, so we have fish, you know, all of that sort of thing. And there are all kinds of ways that were figured out along the way to save fruits and vegetables from spoiling. At first, they would put them in salt. Remember when all those people came across in the Mayflower and these ships, they didn't have any refrigeration. They put them in salt because salt would keep the pork from, or whatever else was in the barrel, from getting rotten. But Oftentimes it didn't work. The food got rotten. But in order not to die, they ate the rotten food, and then they died. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was scurvy. All kinds of things were going on. So we like to think that we've gotten beyond all of that, but we still have Listeria and E. coli and Salmonella, which are the modern-day versions of what creates scurvy. So, okay, it's the same stuff. And in terms of what's around with regard to food news, what's there this time of year and in through the summer in most parts of the country, you're going to have wonderful vegetables. They will be expensive in the grocery store, and they are going to be cheap on the farm. But the end result, what happens to your body if you don't eat that stuff, is something, you know, we have a culture that has created, you know, if you look at some of these big food conglomerates, and then you look at the drug companies, strangely enough, you see the same people on the board of directors. And is that a coincidence that we have people that are running these huge agribusinesses or huge conglomerates that create the food that we eat? And then the same people are smart enough to know that what they're making and what you're eating is going to make you sick. So we'll come up with a pill for that. We'll come up with some.
Everything's in a pill form.
Everything's in a pill. So anyway, there's and I wonder. You look at the prices of meat. We're just talking about inflation and the numbers are going up because the Fed has increased the interest. All of that's going to affect everything. And I know right now, because I was at the Farmers Live Animal Exchange here in my local area, I was picking up some calves at the farmers. We have a farmers market, but it's not the kind of farmers market you're thinking about. Cattle are brought in and they're sold to the people that, you know, butcher them. Sometimes the cows are sold to dairy farmers and the calves are sold to people like me who are going to raise them. But I will tell you, the price of a calf today versus last year, I paid $1.20 a pound for a 200-pound little calf. And that's last year this time it was like 68 cents, 70 cents, maybe 80 cents. So you can see where that's going. And that's going to drive up the price of meat. And that's going to have a chilling effect on summer grilling. Cost for ground beef, chicken breasts at an all-time high. As a consumer, where do you go? What do you eat? Do you like those protein burgers? What do they call them? Boca burgers? The phony bologna
like
meats?
The Impossible Burgers.
The Impossible Burgers.
The Impossible Burgers are, I don't eat red meat, but I don't like the taste of red meat anymore. I used to eat red meat, but now I don't. And the whole Impossible Burger thing is, it tastes like red meat. It looks like red meat. It has the texture of red meat. It's just not red meat. And it's
not
like, well, then people who don't like red meat aren't going to want that.
Yeah, right. So is that going to
take over? Portobello mushroom and take the stem off and cook that like a burger patty. It is delicious.
Oh, yeah. Portobello mushrooms are yummy. Especially if you marinate them in some soy sauce or some of the other things that are around.
Oh,
even Italian dressing, Ken's Italian dressing, put it on that and then cook them up. That's not going to hurt you. It's not going to give you as much as the proteins that you need from having fish or pork or chicken or whatever. Anyway, the price of the meat also is a direct result of what's going on in Ukraine, because they are a big ag country, and they have stopped, obviously, exporting anything and everything that comes out of the ground there. So the cost of animal feed is higher. The cost of propane used to power the grills is higher because there isn't the international sources. You can't get Russian gas, and so the cost of our gas is going up. Wow. So, what about it? Steak, chicken, or pizza? Pasta's cheap, right? Pizza's cheap? No, pasta's really cheap. Yeah.
Okay. There was that craze in 2020 when, during the height of the pandemic and everything shut down, one of the big things where people were making their own pasta.
Yeah, I think I have gluten-free pasta, and I oftentimes, because it's made with rice flour, and so there's not the same kind of impact, weight-wise and otherwise, on your body as the regular flour-grilled, flour-made pastas. Are they salmonella? Not salmonella. What's the pasta? Semolina.
Oh.
Semolina. Right? Is that? You can get that sort of. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the forecast. Here's a woman in England who lived on a diet of cheese and onion-flavored potato chip sandwiches for 23 years. She was hypnotized, and she ate a proper meal. She scoffed 2 packs of her favorite potato chips every day for 2 decades, other foods that left her physically ill. Then she developed MS. See, this is what happens. You don't eat good food. Your body will deteriorate. So now she got MS. She decided she needed to improve her health. She turned to a hypnotist for help, and after a couple of sessions, she reports that she's able to try lots of different foods and is surprised how nice things like strawberries are. Duh.
All these years where she was only eating the cheese and onion flavored potato chip sandwich things, because anything else would make her sick. So was that psychosomatic, that the fact that hypnotism helped?
Yep. Yes, absolutely. Yep, without question, that's the case.
Goodness.
Delta Airlines is going to serve cold brew, canned wine, and ice cream sundaes. Well, I don't want to break the news to you, Delta, but Americans are already doing that.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, right, exactly. Delta has partnered with a company called Explorer Cold Brew to bring single-origin cold brew coffee from Ethiopia. Why would they want to do that? What's the matter with the stuff that... This is on a lot of long-haul flights. Why do I don't understand what the motivation is for that. There's all kinds of different... You know, you can Ginzu green tea, Egyptian chamomile tea.
Yeah, different specialties.
Peppermint, Earl Grey. Yeah.
They've partnered with a lot of women-owned and LGBTQ-owned businesses to bring all these things. You're going to have the fancy or old-fashioned margaritas.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. A sparkling can, sparkling wine.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. You're sitting up front. I don't know why this is such a big deal, other than somebody in the PR department at Delta said, okay, let's make a big deal out of this, and so they're doing it. But if you're flying domestically or internationally on most of the other airlines, the competitors, American, United, Delta, and American compete pretty much in the same markets internationally and here, and they all have to do the same product because they're, you know, selling against each other. All right, there it is. Some yummy things to think about as we go through our day, 18 after the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-333-1750. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-333-1750. That's 800-333-1750. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-333-1750. 800-333-1750.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
American Family Farmer podcast.
You should feel okay when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
After the hour, that means it's time for Jay to get into first gear, or is it high gear? Do you want to be in first gear or high gear?
Ooh, if you're not first, you're last.
I have to remember that. Okay, so in the trending department on social media, we decided, actually Jay decided, that we'd had too much sober, somber conversation about the serious issues of the day. So Jay suggested that listeners share some of their favorite jokes. All right, Jay, you are actually front and center on stage, and you're leading. You have the microphone in your hand, and over on the right-hand side of the stage is Nancy Sullivan Travaglio.
Yes.
How is she making us laugh?
With a fun little joke asking, know how to make holy water?
Yep, I do. Teacher, pick me.
Doug, yes, sir.
Boil the hell out of it.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da. Okay, next, please.
I like Tim Lowe's. Tim Lowe's joke is, I'm not saying it's hot, but I just saw two fire hydrants arguing over a dog.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
That's a cute right?
That is a cute one. Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay, who else? What else?
Tim Williams. I feel like we should save this for when Tom Kreitler is helping us with some home improvement issues.
Yeah.
Tim Williams says, so apparently 50% of homeowning is hearing strange noises and hoping they are made by ghosts because they can't afford to fix them. That's one of those that's sad because it's true.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Been there, Tim.
Yeah, right, been there,
Carrie Morgan, here's a broadcast one for you. Carrie Morgan says, I had some good radio jokes, but when I told them, they always got poor reception.
Ooh. Okay, well, that's
what's your
a little
favorite joke, Doug?
That's a little too close to home. I think I'm going to pass
bad
on that
timing.
One. All right. My boss arrived at work in a brand new Lamborghini. Wow, I said, that's an amazing car. He replied, if you work hard, put all your hours in, and strive for excellence, I'll get another one next year.
Yeah. That's another, it's funny. Because
from the calorie department, I get plenty of exercise, jumping to conclusions, pushing my luck, and dodging deadlines.
Okay.
What day is it again? Nothing ruins a Friday more than an understanding that today is Tuesday. Today is actually...
Oh, you know what? Tuesday. That one hits a little too close to home. I am a believer that Tuesdays get... I don't know what it is about Tuesday, but I never know what day it is on a Tuesday.
Really? Huh. Okay, my memory has gotten...
joke?
Yeah, bup to bup. My memory has gotten so bad that it has actually caused me to lose my job. I'm still employed. I just can't remember where.
As long as that paycheck keeps arriving.
Why did the can crusher quit his job?
Why?
Can. Because it was so depressing. So depressing.
Depressing.
Sometimes I feel like there isn't much difference between my commute to work and the Oregon Trail. I don't know what's funny about that. I'm looking at some of these things. There's... let's see. Here's all the most. Let's see. An analyst says, I can give you the numbers, but you can't go public with it. Marketing manager says, I'm not going to go public with it. I'll just present it at a meeting. Who's going to be at the meeting? Marketing manager says, it's a stakeholder meeting. So whoever wants to come, you know, it's open to the public. I didn't get that one either. All right, so sometimes you get them. Sometimes you know. Yeah, you're going to say, huh?
Not everyone could be a winner.
28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. The all-new Toyota Tundra full-size pickup debuted last year. After great anticipation, the third-generation Tundra made an imminent impact on the segment, thanks in part to its two new turbo V6 powertrains. The 2023 Toyota enters the new model year with a new SX package that offers an updated appearance without the hefty price tag. For more automotive news stories, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web app.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The House January 6th committee held its third public hearing of the month with a focus on the pressure campaign on then-Vice President Mike Pence.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again.
Vice Chair Liz Cheney, in her closing statement, previewed evidence still to come, promising information in the next hearing on Tuesday about then-President Donald Trump's effort to apply pressure to Republican slate legislators, election officials, and even federal officials. The number of migrant encounters on the southern border has hit a new record, with over 200,000 encounters. According to the Customs and Border Protection, this is USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Experts are looking at the effects of long-term COVID.
According to data published by King's College of London, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is less likely than the Delta variant to cause what's known as long COVID. In the first peer-reviewed study on long COVID risk and the Omicron variant, researchers said the odds of getting long COVID from Omicron were 20 to 50% less than with the Delta variant. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
The head of the Russian Orthodox Church has been hit with a sanction by British authorities for his, quote, support and endorsement of Putin's war. The European Commission targeted the leader with sanctions, highlighting a series of pro-war sermons and remarks he made since Russia's invasion in February, including blessing Russian soldiers fighting in Ukraine. An investigation is underway at an Alaskan elementary school after a dozen students drank floor sealant that they thought was milk. School officials have confirmed students enrolled in a summer program were served breakfast at the beginning of the day. One student did receive medical treatment, and 2 others who were picked up may have also sought treatment. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to our Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ours, when I say ours, I mean it's mine. Mine. I got a guy who works for me on the farm, and we're always talking about various pieces of equipment. He says, it's mine. We tease about it. Mine and yourn and yada, yada. So Jay Kirshner is gracing us with her presence, the issues of the day. So those of you who use Microsoft Explorer, please no chuckles, no smirks. No wise Apple comments. I
no
have
promises.
Used. No, yeah, okay. 27 years of me using it. No longer is it being used. So, what did you say they replaced it with? What's the other thing that I when I clicked
Edge.
On the old Microsoft Edge? So, is that something from Microsoft? I'm going to guess that was the replacement for Internet Explorer. Right?
Yeah. And Internet Explorer has been on its way out for a few years. It's kind of been a slow roll.
How come I've been using it then? It seemed to be working fine for me.
Because of your operating system, probably not up to date. Windows 95, as Phil said.
Commodore is working very well. Thank you very much.
Internet Explorer has been around for nearly 27 years. It was pretty much one of the most iconic Microsoft products that was
Everybody used it. Yeah.
And now the latest Internet Explorer 11 is just incompatible with other Microsoft products. And
makes it incompatible, though? They make it incompatible by introducing something new that you have to buy, that you spend money on, but that doesn't mean that it's better. It just is newer. That's what we all have to have, newer stuff, but it doesn't mean it's better at all.
Well, right? Sometimes it does, because when you think about it, especially with the technology side of things, it's like they keep trying to update and update and update and make something better, and then they realize, you know what, we've done too many updates, let's just reinvent the wheel, start from scratch, and we'll rebuild something else.
We got, what is it now, iPhone 13 or something? You and Victoria are always making fun of me for having the old phone, but the phone worked fine. And I have, what did I replace it? My phone died, and I replaced it with one of those old ones that looks like a new one, right? Some kind of iPhone, something or other, that works just fine. Thank you very much. It's not 13. Well, doesn't have to have a new camera on it.
It doesn't. Apple's really bad with that stuff. It's like they want you to upgrade, so then they make your phone that you can't use certain apps until you update the operating system, but then the operating system isn't compatible with the phone.
Right.
I had the first generation iPad back in the day.
Me
and
too.
Now it's a glorified doorstop or a paperweight because you can't use anything without updating the operating system, but then you try to update the operating it won't even kill it. It's just not even compatible. It won't even let you download it anymore. It tells you you have to go buy a new device.
I have my experiences with the Genius Bar. There's a on the Third Avenue Promenade, Third Street Promenade in Santa Monica, where I live. I loved going. That's a great. If you ever have a chance to go to Santa Monica, walk up and down the Third Street Promenade. Lots of fun. So there's a Mac store. I go into the Mac store there with my original, same age as yours probably, my iPad. And I go to the Genius Bar, and this kid who's just barely able to blow his nose is telling me that I'm the problem because I didn't spend more money buying newer machines. So I said, I did everything that I was told to do. I added all of the new things and, you know, did the adjustments and updates and all that stuff, and my machine won't work. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, that's right. I said, what do you mean that's right? He said, that's what we do. We fix it just pretty much what you just said. We fix it so that when you fix it, you can't fix it, and it doesn't work. So you come in here, and we tell you we can't fix it, so you got to buy a new one. It's a scam. It is a scam. The kid admitted it. He was too dumb and young to know that he wasn't supposed to be telling
you. Yeah, a little too honest.
Yeah.
It's nothing like going to customer service and them telling you that your problem is a you problem.
Yeah, your problem is you, pal. Right, thank you very much. There's a new survey of people working from home, also known as remote working, which I find very interesting. We're having a discussion in town here as to whether we have meetings in person now, go back to City Hall to have the meetings of various organizations and groups and committees, or we still do it on Zoom. I don't like Zoom because I can't really get the nuance of what people are saying. You can't watch their body language, so you don't really know. You know, they can tell you that this is what they're thinking. Unless you watch them, you can't really know what they're thinking. So, anyway, in terms of what it is that is you can find this, by the way, just go to Google and search remote job, and you can see how many people, they go back to 2014 with this information, when in terms of percentages of people working from home, in 2014 it was about 4%. I was one of them, right? About 4%. And now, during 2021, especially, it's gone off a little bit now in 2022, but it's up to 94% of the people who were surveyed said they liked working from home. 94%.
Mm-hmm. Huh? I believe it.
What about that? You know what? If I were advising my grandson on what he could do, and he wasn't, he's going to be an academician like his mother and father are, for sure. The academic, or at least he's very interested in education, school, and all that stuff. And that doesn't mean that people who become carpenters or plumbers or bricklayers aren't interested in school. It's just for, maybe it's the family business. But right now, in this, since the pandemic, and as we watch what's going on in home building and has gone on the last 4 or 5 years, when there's no inventory, and we keep building more and more, and we still can't find enough homes for everybody. So whether you realize it or not, excuse me, the carpenter shortage of 2022, something you haven't heard reported anywhere else, well, there it is. For you listening and dancing pleasure, the people who are framers that do the rough build on your home or in developments or whatever, there's a special kind of carpenter who's a framer. The people who have those framing companies, 94% of them say they can't find enough help. 94% of framers, same thing is pretty much true for the rough carpenters and the finished carpenters, they can't find help. 80% of bricklayers say they can't run the companies, they can't find help. 83% of plumbers' companies, the guys that, independent plumbing companies, that's pretty much what happens. 83% of them are short. Electricians, 82% of those companies are short. Painters, 79% of those companies are short. Flooring installers, 72% of those companies are short. Roofers, 70% say they don't have enough help. People landscaping, 75% of them say they don't have enough help. Where's everybody gone? Where are all the workers?
Opportunities.
Yeah, but this is part of what we've made it easy for people not to work. And so, still, look at all of this. If I get emotional about this, if I were running the world, I would make it impossible for people to collect money unless they were physically or mentally disabled. If you're physically able and your mind works, maybe we have to have some kind of a test to prove this, I don't know, but you shouldn't be getting a nickel from the government unless you absolutely can't survive without it. Maintain? You can see this. It's so obvious that we're hurting ourselves by making it so easy for people not to work. And part of this psychosis
would be otherwise capable, for sure.
Yeah, right. I mean, some of this goes back to the pandemic and how easy it was for people to get money. I get that, I guess. Here's a guy who's out of work. Gas station manager got fired yesterday after setting the gas price at 69 cents a gallon instead of $6.90 a gallon. California made a mistake. John Cizenza worked at a station in Rancho Cordova, said he unintentionally put a decimal in the wrong place. The gas was 69 cents. Pricing error cost this gas station thousands of dollars. People started sharing the deal on social media, so the lines are around the corner. Ended up costing the owner $20,000. And apparently, this fellow who got fired set up a GoFundMe account for his, because he doesn't have a job. And now he thinks he's going to get sued by the owners. Come on. It's an honest mistake.
I don't know. Some people are like...
Really? You don't think it was an honest... Huh?
No, I think it was an honest mistake. But as far as whether or not he might be sued by the owners, that's it. Some people can be petty, or some people, they need that money, and that, $20,000 matters.
He's working at a gas station. You think he's got $20,000?
Well, not anymore. He was fired. That's why, hence the GoFundMe. But my goodness. And the thing is, he owned up to it. It's not like he tried to hide the fact that, or call it computer error or something. He was like, oh my goodness, I messed up.
Yeah. All right. By the way, the last time gas was 60-some-odd cents a gallon, in my mind, was in the 1970s someplace. Back to those exciting days of yesteryear. 45 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Progressive is America's number one motorcycle insurer, so we understand motorcycles. No, really, we have a bike translator.
Okay, this is awkward, but this bike says he'd appreciate it if you removed his skull-patterned saddlebags. He feels self-conscious about them around all the other bikes, and he says you're not fooling anyone. You mostly ride with your golfing buddies. Listen, I'm just the messenger here. Oh, no, I want to say that. I think you made yourself clear.
Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer, Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
When you need your tech working its best, Staples has you covered.
My PC has three speeds. Slow, slower, and slowest.
Staples has you covered during our free PC tune-up event, Saturday the 18th and Sunday the 19th. Bring your existing PC to any Staples store and we'll remove junk files, improve your startup and operating speeds, and optimize your device's performance with a one-year subscription for PC tune-up software. A $30 value free. Your tech solution is at Staples. In-store only, Windows devices only. Appointments encouraged by phone or in-store.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. All right, as long as we're talking about jobs and stuff, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with the information, we're at your service and on your side. Inflation and its impact on business workers. 45% of Americans say they plan to try to find a new job in the next year, mostly because they're not getting paid enough. How about that? Huh? 51%. Yep. 51% of businesses expect to raise the prices of whatever they're selling, no matter what it is, between now and the end of the year. Yeah, you have to increase rent, that sort of thing. Wonder what it'll do to the cost of house.
Where people live, the cost of living is higher in some locations, and a lot of people aren't just looking for new jobs. They're looking to full-on relocate into more affordable housing markets.
Right. Yep. The mass migration of 2022. Used car prices. My friend who's in the car business sent me this overview. How do you like this? If you've got a three-year-old car and it's an Audi, the average retail price for a three-year-old Audi A6 is $48,066. Last year at this time, it was $31,000. All right, look at this. A BMW 13, 3 years old, $32,115. Last year at this time, it was $21,830. How about that? Let's see, a Chevy Sonic. I don't even know what that is. What's a Chevy Sonic? Is that a little bunga bungas? $18,000 now. Last year at this time it was $11,000 for a three-year-old Chevy Sonic. There you go. 10 before the hour.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Past the hour. This is Doug Steffen. This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to answer questions that come up with regard to general items of interest. But certainly now there is a lot of discussion about monkeypox and whether you can get it, how you get it, is the virus going to spread? Sometimes I saw something that suggested that monkeypox may be something you can get through the air, which is something I didn't know before. I don't think it was much talked about, but because we've always talked about, you know, sharing spit, if you will, having there had to be a physical contact, but that apparently is not the case. Is that right?
Well, most of the original infections in this new variant of monkeypox were that we heard reported in the past months had originally been found mostly in men, homosexual men, and men having sex with men. But more recently, in the last few weeks, we're seeing now community transmission, which means that there are cases without a known point of infection. And also women are also getting monkeypox. The good news is that the smallpox vaccine seems to be effective for monkeypox, but the bad news is that no one has any because we stopped immunizing people against smallpox. So there's an urgency right now to get some of the drug companies to start making the smallpox vaccine so we have it around. And fortunately, there hasn't been an overwhelming number of people with monkeypox, but it just doesn't seem to be going away.
All right. So the message here then, it looks like there are multiple different, you pick box A, box B, box C. You said something about women getting it. I don't know, I thought about that before. Women, I just thought it was everybody. So heretofore, women haven't been as likely to get it as men have been?
Those were the original cases that resurfaced were men, as I described, having sex with men. Yeah. But more recently, we are seeing it in women, and we're seeing what's called, as I said, community transmission, where you just don't know where the point of contact was. So there's this feeling that it may spread through the air. And in fact, the CDC, your favorite group, is now recommending that those traveling to countries where monkeypox is spreading and other people who may be in close contact with a person who's been a confirmed case of monkeypox, that these people should consider wearing masks.
Okay. Well, there's a, again, you're back to individual decisions. You have the information from Ken. You make up your own mind. I saw a story of a 24-year-old woman who thought she had a pimple on her breast, and so she popped it. And then it got bigger, and she had it examined, and she found that she had stage 2 breast cancer. And I guess the question would be here, I remember my wife having stage 4 breast cancer, and she first felt it in her back. So when you think about it, you think about the lumps inside the breast, you don't think that it would manifest itself in a pimple or something that looked like that on the surface. But are all of these cancers so different that you can't really tell, Ken?
Well, they do present differently, and your wife's may have presented in her bones as it had already migrated from the breast and horribly gone to the bones, because that's one of the more painful areas. When the cancer moves to the bones, it becomes very painful.
Yeah. So that may have been what that story was. Okay. Here's a question about mental health services. More and more, and I'm pleased about this, and I hope you are eager to talk about mental health services, because whether people think it's different, you know, you have mental health and you have doctors for your head and doctors for your body. But they are, the mind, the spirit-mind-body connection, I think, is so direct. And you see it in the results of some of the questions that are coming up about mental health services and what toll it's taking on Americans, especially adults.
Yes, this is so timely. It's being worsened by COVID, by monkeypox, and by schools being closed, all of this mental illness, and we're seeing it in the havoc that's occurring in the schools right now, and it's just a sad state. And the National Council for Mental Health announced this week that 4 in 10 American adults who need mental health services, they lack access. And, you know, why is this occurring? Well, I think it has to do with several factors. Cost, whether there's enough people available. You know, it's just, we need more people in healthcare in general, and we need more people, especially in mental health care. And also, there's still a stigma in going to a mental health care provider, and people won't go because they don't want to be thought of as being crazy.
All right, there they are, answers to questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.